This is episode 1037 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series we've been exploring this week. You have discovered a meditation technique to help you manage a top stressor, and there are many these days of uncertainty during this pandemic. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you immerse yourself in the peace of nature. I encourage you to spend some time in nature this weekend. As I record this, this is for a Saturday's episode, and I just got back from a walk out in the woods. And when I immerse myself in nature, I really feel balanced. I feel like I have a much better perspective on my life. And there's a lot of research that shows that when you spend time in nature, especially among tall green trees, you improve your health and your mental state. In Japan, where I had the chance to live, we often hiked. In fact, it's a national pastime there. And there's a concept you may have heard about, I've shared an entire series on this before, of Shinrin-yoku, otherwise known as forest bathing. There are forests that are designated as being great to bathe in. That means not to actually take a bath in the forest, but rather to walk among these trees and bathe yourself, or rather inhale phytoncides, which are released by the trees. There's scientific evidence to support this type of ecotherapy. It's proven to lower your heart rate, to reduce your stress hormone production, to lower your blood pressure, and to boost your immune system. You emerge with an overall feeling of well-being, and that's really how I feel now as I sit down to record this for you. And I have a special gift for you. This is to celebrate the culmination of another series. I know when you're experiencing a series where you're diving into your stress and noticing stress triggers, the theme that we explored this week, you can feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster. So I created a guide that shows you step by step how to do a walking meditation. And I'm going to guide you right now today in the different steps. It's over on Instagram, where I now offer lots of ways to deepen your exploration of each week's theme. So you can go over to the sip.and.om Instagram page and find that free guide to do a walking meditation. Before I guide you through the steps, which you can do outside, so maybe you want to head outside and do this episode, or you could sit down and visualize yourself in your favorite natural location. Maybe some place you visit on vacation, a beach or a forest or even the desert. And you could visualize yourself immersed in this location as I guide you today through a walking meditation. But let's lay to rest your challenge this week. I actually hope you continue with this week's challenge and carry it with you throughout this experience of living life in a pandemic. And your challenge every day was to release a little stress, a little more stress each day, to notice the kind of stress you're experiencing and to notice what triggers that stress. It could be where you don't feel very productive because you're constantly distracted by news and you're not sleeping so well. So maybe just glance at the news during the middle part of your day, definitely not in the beginning of your day when you're starting your day, or in the evening when you're ending your day. You want to check the news in the middle of your day so that you're not starting or ending your day on a stressful note. You could also spend more time in relationships that maybe you feel you're neglecting, or you're having to stay socially distanced from certain people. So maybe you could think of ways to connect more with these people in a safe way. So this is a way to think about the kind of stress you're experiencing, and not to feel stuck, but to take steps to reduce this stress, to do the best you can. You'll feel better, and you'll also notice that it does indeed help to reduce your stress when you feel like you are managing it, you have more control over it. So I want to congratulate you for undertaking this week's challenge. So now go ahead and head outdoors or settle yourself down and visualize yourself in a favorite natural location. You'll experience the world in a different way. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose and begin by standing grounded to the earth, whether you are visualizing yourself grounded standing in your favorite location, or you're actually outside standing connected to the earth. Feel the earth support you. And as you walk, walk consciously with care. Feel as though each step you take is gently kissing the ground. Begin to immerse yourself in the scene around you. You are part of this scene. You are part of this moment, at this place, at this time. Inhale and take in your surroundings with your eyes, noticing the colors. Are they vibrant or subdued? There's a beauty in all colors in nature. Notice the textures, the bark on a tree, or the surface of a building if you're walking in a city. Notice the sun or the moon. Notice animals and insects and people around you. Inhale and listen to the sounds around you. Begin to notice subtle sounds. Tune into one specific sound and spend time focusing exclusively on this sound. You may focus on one of the sounds in this recording. You might notice jarring sounds, a loud muffler on a car speeding by you, or people talking noisily. Just notice these sounds, not allowing yourself to become irritated or drawn into these sounds. Let whatever's happening simply be. Inhale and notice the sensation of touch. How does the air feel against your skin? Is it cold or warm? How do your feet feel with each step you take? Notice how it feels to brush against the branch of the tree or to walk on a sandy beach. Notice the smells that greet you. Tune into the fragrance of life around you in all its nuances. Inhale the cool, refreshing air or the humid, heavy scents. Become one with the world around you. Continue on your walk, tapping into all your senses as you connect with the world around you. Inhaling, exhaling, moving with each step. Make sure as you end your walk to sit in stillness. Spend a few minutes integrating the sensations you experienced during your walk. Feel a deep sense of connection with your environment and the earth that we share. You are so worth slowing down for.